Welcome to learn the Black Gemara of Chof Gimel and Aleph Masech the Erchin. Maktish Nechosov. The guy decides to consecrate his assets. V'hoisa Olav Ksuv Zishan. He already had an outstanding debt, the Ksuv of his wife. He's Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says, Kishi Gashenna, the top of the page.
23A.
Tishi Gashena. When the husband divorces her, Yodur Hano. When he divorces her, she has a right to go to Bezin to collect. Why? Because she comes before she the lien that she had on the property preceded Bezin's. So he has to make a shvur that he will not remarry her. Otherwise, it could be it's a trick. But, you know, he's trying to play a trick on Hegdish. She wants it back, but he can't obviously get it back. So therefore, he tells her, let's divorce. And then you'll collect from Hegdish, and he'll get remarried again. Now, be sure I'm Einu Tzadich. Be sure that you don't need to. We'll soon see why he holds you don't need to. Somebody's a guarantor for a woman for ksuva. The husband wants to divorce her. The same thing. He has to be madar no before she, and the husband has no money to give her. So now she wants to go to the guarantor again. You shouldn't be playing a trick on the guarantor. And that one that you should divorce her, and then she'll collect from the guarantor, and then you both live together, and he'll tell the guarantor, I have no money to reimburse you. He'll make a trick for Yachzis, he'll remarry his wife. Says the Gemara, but my community, what's my claim to Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Lezer says, make this vow, Rabbi Yeshua says, no need for it. Rabbi Lezer says, Adam, Isaac, Kinun, Yol, Hegish. Rabbi Lezer, people will make tricks on Hegish. Rabbi Yeshua says, no. He believes people are altruistic. If he donated to Hegish, why in the world would he want them to play a trick on it? Ain't Adam, Isaac, Kinun, Yol, Hegish. You know, you keep your distance, you don't want to start up with Hegish. Rabbuna said, "Shchiv merashe hegdish kol nechassim." If the guy who was dying in bed, and he said, "I'm consecrating all my nechassim," but Oman, he said, and after he said, "Consecrating all my nechassim to hegdish," he says, "By the way, I want you to know that money leploini biyadi, part of my assets, not all of it is hegdish, because some of them belong to other people. I have $100 that belongs to this other person. Neman is believed, and the hegdish doesn't get the hands in it; he has to give the person because chazaka ain oisa kinunyal hegdish, that you will not play jokes on hegdish, trick tricks on hegdish." So l'chayda lema ketanoi, amr l'shmaita l'chayda. This din of huna is the machlek is Rabbi Lezer b'shua whether people make tricks and hegdish or not. Says the Gemara, no, it's very different. His case there, when a person is a shchiv merah, we believe whatever he says is honest, and because he's about to meet his creator, he's not going to play games. At kan l'pligiel b'bor, the only argument regarding a healthy person whether a person will make tricks and hegdish, will he be devious? Avol b'shchiv deceptive. Avol b'shchiv merah divrei hakol. Everyone agrees. Ain't other mice can only hegdish. My timer. Ain't other chayta l'loy. A person does not sin if he doesn't benefit from it. What's the point of lying? If he's about to pass away, he's not going to be able to enjoy the benefits of what he... And people don't sin if there's no benefit in it for them. Ikidami is another version. But body, when it comes to healthy person, kuli amale pliya adamaisi kinol hegdish. Healthy person, everyone agrees that... we take the word ain out. Everyone agrees that people do play tricks on hegdish. And we don't trust them. V'hocha, so what's machlekes on Mishnah? B'neder shehuder b'ra'at. And therefore, there's no point in making a neder. If a guy divorces his wife, she can go, and there's no point telling the husband to make a neder. What's the point? Maybe he's being, if you make a net, then maybe he's being deceptive. You can't trust. Yeah, everyone agrees that, or everyone either can't trust him, or we will make him make a net. So what's the machlik of Yeshua, whether you make a net or not? Here it's talking about net, Shehud, Barabik, Mifuk. He made a net in public, and the question is whether you can know it. Marsava, Yeshli, Hafoda, you could annul it. And so therefore, since you could annul it, what's the point, says Rabbi Lezer, there's no need to make him a neder, because if you're making it, like you don't trust him, then it doesn't help making a neder, because he can go then and annul it. It's a manushach. So therefore, there's no point. Well, Masava ain't the father. There's no way you can annul it. Therefore, there is a point. Make him a neder, we don't trust anybody. Make a neder, and this way we know we protect Hegdish. Ibo Yisayim, the Kuliyam, everyone might hold, Sheneder, Shehud, Barabi, Maneder, that was made in public, Yeshle, Hafoda, that you could annul it, Vahoch, over here, Beneder, Shehud, Al Das Rabbim. Here's my claim is, Beneder, Shehud, Al Das Rabbim. That what, whether you can annul it or not. In other words, he says, I need the public to agree with this neder. No, the Hegdish tells him, make a neder, and he says, okay, I'm making this neder with your knowledge, Al Das Rabbim. And therefore, the question is, whether that could be annulled. According to what you're saying, now you're making now a machlekir of Lezer, sure, whether Nedesh or Hudr al Das Rabbim can be annulled. So Rameim said that a neder who the berabim has a fora, but al das Rameim has no fora. It seems like he sides with Rabbi Lezer. It says that you should make him a neder because he cannot know it. Lema ketanoi amrush might and the way he said it, it sounds unequivocal according to everybody. So furthermore, Rabbi Shua says ainu tzarich according to you. Rabbi Shua says you don't have to make a neder. Not you don't have to. In Moyel, Rabbi Shua should have said it doesn't help making a neder because even make a neder he cannot know it. Elohocha, this is the machlekes. Bishala the hegdish kamiflegi. The machlekes is if you donate something based on migdish, can you then go to a rov? Just like you buy neder, you can go and annul your neder. Can you go to a rov and be matzah your hegdish, annul your hegdish? And that is the machlekes. Now, Beleza holds you cannot be shoyel on your hegdish. And even if you told him I made a mistake, I didn't realize it was a hegdish, but toss, he says, too bad. Once you give a hegdish, you can't be matzah neder. And therefore, if a guy divorces his wife and he wants charchrota, this is the only, if he wants the hegdish back, the only way he can get the hegdish back is by divorcing his wife and let her collect the thing. He can't go to a rov and be matineder because he can't be matineder for fun. So therefore, we're going to make him a neder. You promise that you'll not remarry your wife, so we can trust that you're not going to be playing a trick here on hegdish. But Rabbi Shua holds, he can go to hegdish and go to rov and be matan hegdish, and that's far easier than going through divorcing his wife and playing this whole ruse of divorcing his wife and then remarrying her. So if there's a pretext for getting his money back from hegdish, he would have just gone to rov and be matan neder. So that's why he says, Rabbi Lezer says, you don't have to make a neder. There's no point in it because he's definitely being honest over here. What are you worried about? He's taking from hegdish back his money. He could have done an easier way. Could have just been shoyel on the entire hegdish. So he's got a pesach. It's called Hegdish Matos. I didn't realize I had no money. I didn't realize it was a Matos. But Tanya could be learned. Hamakdish Nechal, we learned. Hamakdish Nechasim, the person is Makdish Nechasim, is Taka Nisabshad, where he saw all the Sushi, except for the wife, and then our blessing says, Kishuma Garsha, you have to know, make a no. He has to be Madden no, because maybe he wants his money back from Hegdish, and he'll remarry her. I'd be sure, but ain't so I don't have to. Omra Ozab Shimon, Hain, Divide Besham, what's the crux of the argument? You know, Blessing Beshua, the Machlek is Shaman Hill, and what's Machlek is Besham? Besham, I mean, Hegdish, twice Hegdish. The guy says, the first animal comes out of my house, which is black. Or the white animal that comes out of my house for the fur, which will be black, it turns out to be black, and he said white. So Shishama says Hegdish Matos, and Hill says, you know, if he would have known this, he would have Hegdish Matos. So Shishama says Hegdish Matos, Hegdish. Shishama says it's a Hegdish, and Hill says it's not Hegdish. Same machlekes. The same thing applies to an order of a guarantor. Before you go to the guarantor to collect his money, you have to make sure that's not a pretext for the guy to take money from the guarantor, and he doesn't care owing the money, he doesn't have the money right now, and he'll remarry his wife. Moshe Bar Otzi, there was a man called Moshe Bar Otzi, Arva de Kalsi Hava. He was an Arav on behalf of his son to his daughter-in-law on the Ksuvah. Rabhuna Brei and his son Rabhuna was Turbim Rav, was a Talmud Chacham, with Chikle Milsa, and he had Nishkak and Gelt. He was very poor. Amar Abaye, and then Abaye said, Leka de Nazbi Eitz, there's no one around here who is prepared to advise him, Rabhuna, the Ligarish Levi, so Rabhuna was very poor. And interesting that for some reason or another, his father, Moshe Bar Atzi, didn't want to give any money. Maybe that's what's called Bar Atzi, he's tight fisted and he holds everything back.
To stop.
Oh, yeah, hold him back. So because in Lechede he has money, Vaharanya he guaranteed the Ksuba. And you soon see that he had money to reimburse him. But anyway, he didn't help his son out. His son, Harchacha Sabai, said, why doesn't anybody advise Avhunda? Let him divorce his wife. Vititva Ksuvasa Mavu, and then let him collect the Ksuba from his father because he can't pay it. And then Vladimir get married again. How can nobody advise him that? We learned by an order that you have to ask the guy to swear. He has to swear he won't take his wife back. Abai and Abai says, and it's a very important Maimon Chazal here. You think everyone who goes to Bezin so they know the halachas? Clear Gemara here that you don't have to go to Bezin to have a get. There's a famous one on this. But Rashi says over here, I'll just show you Rashi Ben Gershom, because he's too shot him. Rashi says over here, Otto called him a Gaddish, but they didn't a Gaddish. You think when people get divorced, they all go into Bezin, so they'll tell them, you know, they'll tell them that you have to make a neder. You know, you do privately, no one will tell you how to make a neder, and fight to get foreign. Rashi, they'll say, make a neder, I know that you will not have an enor, he will go discreetly to Gershena. He'll go hidden. Now you need two adim, so he'll take two adim on the side and ask them to keep it hush, and he'll divorce her. That's Rashi. So Rashi clearly holds you don't need a bezin. Look at Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom, the bottom, Otu Koldu Megadish, by 5 lines at the end of the page. Otu Koldu Megadish, by Dina Megadish, says Rabbeinu Gershom, Afilu, if the Gimel had Yoytus Yochel Megadish, he can divorce even in front of three ordinary people. They don't know the halachas. What's he hold clearly? You definitely need a bezin. But you don't need a bezin mumchi, and a bezin that yaitis will do. And a bezin that yaitis won't know this halacha that won't. You have to swear that you're not going to remarry your wife. So big machlekes here. Obviously, the Gabi Yitin. Otherwise, they would know the din about Hana. So Benny Gaitin holds you need a bezin. So he holds you definitely need a bezin. The hadyait is good enough. And Rashi says you don't need a bezin. Okay? Big machlekes. There's a face of a kevager on this. Whatever. The question is, when do you really need the bezin talking about the nether? When he divorces her, or when he goes to collect the money from the Arev? When he divorces her, there's no collecting from the Arev yet. What's the problem is, he'll go to the Arev. So the Cheder, it only happened when he goes to the Arev. When he goes to the Arev, the Arev said, 1 second, first swear they're not getting remarried, I don't trust you. But the problem then is...
Collecting, so
exactly, so she has to go to Bezna. But the problem then is, the husband said, what if for me? I'm finished. I divorced you no longer my wife. I can't afford it. On what basis can you force me to make a shavua now? I'm not doing anything. So this Gemara is very problematic. When exactly is this neder taking place? Anyway, back to the Gemara. The Soif, this famous word from Rabbi, Loi Milsa, was revealed. The Koyin have this good thing this guy didn't take the advice of Abaya. Well, nobody told him, because if he divorced his wife, he couldn't take her back because he was a Koyin. Amar Abaya. Abaya said the famous words, as Bosser Anya Ozla Anayusa. An old man has no mazel. That after a poor person, get down, guys. And not only is he poor, he's a Koyin Achtemer also, so he can't even do this truth.
Family always marries the boy from the rich family, and the poor family marries the poor family.
Something like that. Okay. Bosser, Aniyah, Ozlan, Yusuf. That's it. The Adam Kite follows around. Me or by Hogan, I say that, but Rabbi, Ezra Rosh, who's considered a conniving Rosh, I may see Atzim, Eitzelim, Gomel, Chosin, Gashim, Gamliel, somebody advises, the Shringle says, if a guy says, I'm selling to you, and after I die, let's say, you have to pass it on to another person. In the interim, is machlekes if you're allowed to sell it. Chum say you cannot sell it. Shingle says you're allowed to sell it. And it comes at the time when the guy dies, nothing left to pass on. Too bad. He had every right to sell it. So the buyer, if somebody advises this middle guy, you know what? Sell the property, make all your money right now because you're allowed to. That person is called is a Russia. He's a Russia Arum, a conniving Russia. So how come over here Abaye was going around, how come nobody was giving advice to play trick on the Arev? Says the Gemara, first two reasons. Bray Shine, this is his son. Who is the Arev? The Arev is the father. And he should help his son out. The guy is a tightwad and doesn't want to help his son out. So therefore, Nishgefelech, if you find a ruse to get his money out to help his own son. Ershin. So you're allowed to give also this kind of conniving advice to help out a Talmud Chacham.
A few lines back.
Quickly, yeah.
Rav Huna Bnei Tzuva Mirabon, we read a few lines.
No.
Rav Huna was the son of this.
Moshe Bar Atzvi.
Okay. Anyway,
right?
This is not the Rav
Huna. No. Hey, Rav Huna. Why don't we just say that the Arev of a Ksuv is not a real Arev? An Arev is because of the Hanor, that because of me, you prepared to risk your money. I'm offering, that's the Kenyan that transacts it, my responsibility. L'cheir b'Ksuv, there's no Arev, as we'll see later on. Because I did it for the mitzvah, I did it to make sure you guys get married. I didn't really want to give the money, and it didn't cost anybody anything. So the Gemara here was a different kind of order of a kablin haver. Here's a different kind of order that what? There was an order of kablin that he accepted upon himself to be the first one. That, you know, a normal order, you don't go to the order unless you first go to the bar where you can't pay. An order of kablin, you can go to him first. So anyway, and also order of kablin, he gave him something he gave the wife something, and the wife then passed it on to this order as a token or whatever it is, as a transaction. That makes sense. One who said that kablan, even if the borrower had no money at the time, the count prepared to commit himself completely. But the one who said that only if the borrower at the time had money to pay off and the order was only as a backup plan, then he's prepared to completely, you know, become an order. But if the guy had no money, he never intended to become an order. He was never going to Mishab and Nafshe. Michael may marry boy same can answer. Wouldn't have he used to have money and lost everything. The boy same Abba the Gabi Bray shipped the Mishab and Nafshe. This is the father. Who's out of it? The father. And at the time, the father was genuine. He wanted to see his son happy, so therefore he tackled meant with an emes. Nidma, what's the story? When it comes to an Arav Ksuva, Divri Hakol Loi Mishtabit. When it comes to an Arav Ksuva, everyone holds his no Shivida. Why? Because he's doing a mitzvah. He wants to make sure they get married. This is the last hurdle, is the Ksuva. So he said, don't worry about it. Tell the woman, don't worry about it. You get married. And it doesn't cost her anything. She doesn't have to put any money into this arrangement. So therefore, it's not a real Arav. Nobody's risking anything over here money wise. Kablin the Balchayiv. When it comes to Balchayiv, a Kablin the Hakal Mishtabed. When it comes to a Kablin by a Balchayiv, everyone agrees that he's Azmashabed. Out of the Balchayiv, or a Kablin the Ksuva Pligi, by an Adav, a regular Adav by a Balchayiv, or by a Kablin by a Ksuva. If you go one step further, please, an argument whether it's committed or not. One opinion says Eastland if at the time of the loan there was no chasim to leiva mishtabele, he's taking debt himself. Leslie doesn't have leiva mishtabele, but if he didn't have any chasim at the time, then the order definitely didn't mean to hold, you know, the wholesale commitment. Ikel man domer afgav the leslie mishtabele hirchus bekulu the halacha that all them afgav the leslie namim mishtabele levar. The only one that doesn't count is me order the ksuva, by order by ksuva. Why the afgav the Eastland order by ksuva is never an order, even if the guy. Even if the husband say had money at the time, lemishtabed, the guy when he wrote I'm an odiv, like by tonight when you write the same thing, my time a mitzvah ka'ovid, he's just doing a mitzvah. He wants to see the marriage, facilitate the marriage. V'loy midei chasay, didn't cost her anything. I guess odiv by tonight does cost because it has to give out the, you know, mitzvah, mitzvahs, and all that stuff there.
It's interesting that for the knowing, you do have an odiv kabbalah.
Yeah,
but not for tzuva.
Yeah, we don't.
You know,
that's true. Well, you just say right now, an order doesn't work by ksuva. So you don't need it. What's the point? An order is a meaningless charad.
Only doing it l'shem mitzvah.
Exactly, it's a charad. And so tonight.
And it's not a
no.
But how long is it tonight?
That's today. That's today. The tonight used to be 3-4 months. The tonight used to be when you got engaged. We only stopped that in 40 years ago. And before then, in Kronheit, everyone had Tanoim. It was called Tanoim.
Yeah, it went to a Tanoim.
Huh? That's what it was called. Because they made Tanoim right then and there. The Vart was Tanoim. Now it's only a Vart.
Why did it stop?
Because if let's say, Chas Shalom, they break up, all kinds of shilas about getting all that. So this way, it's not, there's no Tanoim. It's only a Vart. Okay.
The
Baal Shem Tov said that it's better to get married and divorced than to be divorced while you're in your engaged, Edison, or whatever. Yeah. Hashem said this.
It happened to him physically.
Yeah, he married 3 times, I think.
No, but she did the both time. The daughter of both time.
Yeah.
Had no him, and she saw it as hinked.
He was in line, wasn't
he? The father said, you know, we married now, you better wait till Chasana. After Chasana, the wife said, I'm staying.
Very nice. Okay, let's go back to the Shulchan Rabbi Yisrael. So Rabbi Rava had a son called Rabbi Yisrael. So Rabbi Yisrael, the son of Rava, sent it for a papa. Orev Tanan, Hegdish Tanan. Sorry, skip the line. Oh God, there's a person. There's a person. Sold all of his properties, and then because Gosh was recently divorced his wife. The question is, if he has the money, she can go to the Kuchis. Do we make also the neder that she has to make in this case as well, that he's not going to remarry her? Shulchan Rabbi Yosef Bereid Rava LeKamera Papa. Rabbi Yosef Rava's son sent to the Papa. Orev Tanan. We learned by an order we have to make that shvu by a neder. Hegdish Tanan. Obelakechma. What about in the case here? There was just Lakuchas. Omelay. So the Papa said, Tona our Tana Kiruchla Nechashe Benezel. Well, he's going like a peddler. He's counting every single thing. Once you have the rules in place, why should Kuchas be any different? If you can't trust, you can't trust. However, Nedoy says, the Tanan, the Leitanan. No, what it says Mefudish is Mefudish. What it doesn't say is not Mefudish. Omer HaMeshashem, my time in Nedoy. What's the word? No, Nedoy hold when it comes to the Kuchas, you don't have to swear. Bishlei Mehegdish, Meshum Revach the Hegdish. When it comes to Hegdish, we want to make sure that Hegdish is, you know, has his profit, doesn't lose out. Odev Nami Mitzvah Do'ov. When it comes to Odev, we want to protect the guy. The guy did a mitzvah, so therefore we don't want him to lose money. So that's why we tell the husband, make an Edda, you're not going to remarry her. Two things. He's doing a mitzvah and it didn't cost her anything, so it's not a real order. when it comes to lekech, mechti. When you went and bought the property and you know this guy's a married man, you know there's a ksuba out there, and you know there's a risk. Could be that they'll divorce. Could be that he will predecease his wife, and then he has to pay her out. Am I nasal the nizman iu? Why did he go ahead and buy? He took his own risk, and therefore we don't have to protect him. Mishnah. There was a lien for the woman cannot go directly to Hegdish and just take the collect her money, even though rightfully it's hers. Even though it's rightfully his before, because it's his before you get to Hegdish. Rashi asked the question here, and we had in Tzachim and other places that we had the Rava came along and says that if you're Makdish, you're in the Chasim, it breaks the Shibud to the Malva. What's going on here in the Mishnah? It says over here that if you gave it to the Hegdish and there was an outstanding loan to the wife or to the Baal Chayv, they can just come and collect it. But the problem is, we'll see, it doesn't look right. But the Gemara says clearly that Hegdish, the Shichrur, it cancels the Shibut. So Rashi, there's Mechadish, the difference between Kedushas Aguf and Kedushas Damim. When do we say that Hegdish breaks the thing by Kedushas Damim? But not by Kedushas Guf, but not by Kedushas Damim. Not by Kedushas Damim. Back to the Mishnah. No, but if you decide to make an animal, you made this animal kodesh, it can go to the Mizbeach, that is so strong, the Hegdish, it cancels any other Shibudim that there is on this animal. Let's say he made an apoteke or something for a chayv. But if it's kodesh's damim, then Hegdish is not so strong, and you already have an existing lien on this. Yes, it belongs right to the woman or to the Baal Chayim, therefore, if you want to redeem it, I'm not the leash, so you redeem it, but you got to give it back to the wife. But you have to redeem it from Hegdish. What happened to you? The Hegdish is $90, but the Chayv itself was $100. Moisiv oy dinner. So then he has to add another dinner. You have to borrow another dinner because you have to then now. You have no money, though. He's destitute. And he has to redeem the property, so he has to add another dinner. And so the lender, let's say, adds another dinner in order to take it out. And he just puts in the chayv. Paid in the chasim elam. So the owner of the property who consecrated goes ahead and redeems the Hegdish. For nothing, a nominal amount. It's only more a token gesture that he's doing. He's redeeming it. Because really, Hegdish doesn't own it. It belongs to the Baal Chayv. It belongs to the woman. He has to go through this exercise, and he doesn't have any money. He has to borrow it again from the lender in order to do that, so that he can get back paid back. Why does he say whoever redeems it? Let the woman go and take the Hegdish. Say it's my property. Let the Baal Chayv be my property. We don't have to redeem it at all. We don't people walking around saying Hegdish gates are like pigeons. That people will see. They just see a woman coming in taking property away. They'll think, I can always change my mind, take it back or something. So the Gemara Maslis in the lake of Shimon Gamliel. The Tanya relation go aimed the Chayv and the Hegdish. If the Chayv and the Hegdish and the Hegdish field is accurately the same, mamish the same, then you can go pick it up. But he holds, if let's say the chayv is worth $100 and the field is $90, you cannot collect it because obviously this field is not the lien for this particular chayv. But no, when he lent the money, he didn't rely on this particular field because he lent $100. Why would you lend $100 if the field is worth $90? So that means you never so much that you're going to collect your full money from this field. If you get nothing from this field, then Hegdish can keep it, retain it. No, but you really trusted him. Why'd you lend the money? You didn't have enough of the field. Is that you trusted him for part of it? It's as if you trusted him for all of it. And that actually means another shot that you hold. You don't even have to pay, redeem it all. You just go collect it. But Rashi doesn't like it. Anyways, he's going to invite you. But Rabban, ad kama. Rabban, what's the disparity between the loan and the amount? Half. Because we know also that I know about Kakoi, it's up to half. Property has no fixed value. It's market values. And the value could change one day to the next. But we don't believe it changes more than half. And we factor said that there's no other Kakoi, but taste the shit is. But half. If it's 50% more than what's really worth, then you cheat it and you get it back. Even though we said that we go in and we step in and we take away your money if you made an error, but we leave you something. These laws are bankruptcy or a bezin today. If somebody owes a loan and he cannot pay, we go in and we work out and calculate a scheme arrangement. This is what we leave him with. You have given enough money to buy food for 30 days. And clothing that you bought irregularly for 12 months. Mita mutzas, we let him have a bed with his linen. V'sandolov, and he can have his shoes, because that's essential. V'tfilov, and his tefillin he can keep as well. In those days, he wears tefillin all day, he can keep it as well. Or you leave him... And interesting, Rashi says, if he doesn't have tefillin, we leave him money to buy tefillin. Why wouldn't he have tefillin?
He himself never cared about
tefillin. Rashi says, it's tefillin, akulim mishaydin le mois, and all these things, we leave him money to buy it. Im ein, he doesn't have tefillin. So he didn't have tefillin or something. There's a Mishnah Berurah talks about, you know, if you cannot afford to buy tefillin, Moshe, is there a chiv to borrow money to buy tefillin? And he concludes, no. There's no chiv. You don't leave anything behind for his wife and kids. If he's a tradesman, we leave him the tools of trade. You leave him two clay, you leave him two tools for every single kind of thing that he needs. If he's a carpenter, we give him those two, what they call it, the planes, we give him two saws. You know those things that you plane that can be flattened out, the walls, the plaster. Rabbi Lezer, I mean, everything is two. Imayik was a farmer, nice let's mother, we give him two animals. But it's used in Shkolar. This is the Mishnah we rely on. No, because the Tater here is the only place that allows a scheme of arrangement. Be mainly, even though he has a yad, and then you give him, so therefore, this is, yeah. And Chamar, if he was a freight courier, you know, with the donkey, nice little Chamar, you give him his donkey. Let's say you have in one particular kind of area you have extra tools, surplus tools. In another one you have a shortage of tools. We don't say, okay, let him have the surplus tools and you can sell it and then buy what he's missing. That's too bad. Even the one that you have extra, you only allow two, and too bad. The other one you have only one, get clap clap about. We don't have menamchi to help you.
Are we trying to help him
so he can continue to live? That's right. To live,
so he can repay the debt.
Live. It's to live also.
Now this is to live, but
to live.
He's got the dead guy. He's not.
Yeah, there's no statute of limitations.
Saying, we're giving him his panosa. The donkey driver let him have his donkey. He's
that's right. Exactly.
But he needs to keep working.
That's it. So to live. How's he gonna eat?
No, I'm just saying.
There's no welfare.
Maybe it's to repay the.
No. And whatever he has left in the minimum, that's all he has. We're not giving any more. If somebody is makdish all of his nechasim, that we the tefillin go with hegdish as well, and he has to now redeem them. He has to redeem his own tefillin. So the Gemara, my time. What's the reason? It says in the pasuk, if he's too poor merkecha from paying off, so we dashen who hechayeyu merkecha, that he should be able to continue living on even after you make this whole calculation. My time, but who merkecha? Only him and not his wife. You don't have to help out his wife. But we do say that if it has closing and these things, we'll see later. No, these are assets. These are not work of trade. These are assets. Tools of trade are a hammer, a saw, not animals. There's also assets. It's a fine line between what's an asset and what's a tool. Go into another business. I don't know. It's a fine line. What's a chiddush? If till now he had five, let's say, hammers, and he only had one animal, and it worked, so why should we even think that we should allow him to get another one? Hashanami sagli nei. Mamre, I thought, adi, until now, da have leila shuli, have emoishle. Well, till now, if he ever needed a second animal, he was able to lend the excess tools that he had, and in return he would borrow another donkey. But now that if you took away his extra tools, then he has nothing to lend, so maybe he can't ever borrow the animal. So maybe we have to allow him, kamashalon, that we don't have to allow him at all. Now, who gave is a person, he sold all of his assets. Also, the kamei, the Rabbi Yemar, humbly said, he says to him, take off, he was wearing tefillin, he sold all his assets, take off his tefillin and give away the assets. My kamashlon, what's the mechid? Mishnah is a mishnah that makes chosen mindle tefillin. Tefillin go with it as well. He has to redeem it back. And the amount of chosen to solve a mitzvah kavina there, maybe tefillin included. Because he thought I'm doing a mitzvah, give it to the amazing mitzvah. Avol inya zvuna mitzvah the gufil lezavin inya. People don't sell kamashlon. What? That people do sell. What tak doesn't mean? He's wearing his tefillin, talking about assets. He thinks that tefillin's an asset. So, but if he wasn't careful in his wording, exactly what it is. So he has to be careful. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.